Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Conversation. Inshallah, today we're having a wonderful discussion with you guys. We want to know from you, right? On this Tuesday, we'll give you a choice. You can either tell us or show us. So you're either going to tell us or show us that you are South African without actually saying that you are South African. Alright, so you can either tell us, say something that immediately you know it's something South African related, or you can show us a picture that you feel truly will, you know, if anyone sees it, they know, okay, this is South Africa, definitely. Now, joining me in the studio right now, I'm very excited to introduce my colleague and co-host for the program this year, inshallah, Tufail Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Jaz, and assalamu alaikum to all of the listeners.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Yes, it's wonderful to have you on, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lekker discussion today. We're going to get lots of funny ones coming through. So let's head straight into it. Oh, yes, you can get yours in on 072-786-1548. Sadia saying, yeah, I'll just do it now, ne?
I think the phrases are a big one. The phrases are going to be one of the bigger ones that we actually find quite a lot. Because there's just certain things that if you hear anywhere in the world, you'll know that this person is definitely South African.
For sure. Mumtaz is saying, you know, Moss.
Yep.
You know, Moss. One. You know, Moss. And Sumaya Mayed saying, Aish. I think Aish is going to be, yeah, everyone knows Aish. I don't think they say it in other African countries, do they? No. So that would qualify, yes. Mumtaz again saying, I'll be there now. Okay, is that an Indian community thing, not specifically a South African thing? No?
Yeah. I do think it's like not broadly South African, so other cultures in SA won't really know. They'll be like, okay, we're waiting for you. They won't know to wait 6 hours longer.
Naima saying, Yane. Yane. That's also quite broad. It's, the history of it goes back to Arabic, I'm sure.
What?
Yani, you know? It's used in the same context, isn't it?
Almost.
Yani. Yeah.
Yeah. If you like put the extra, yeah. You know.
So the phrases, though are one thing, Jazz. But I mean, so much. That's like so
much.
Proudly South African. I wonder what else we're gonna see. I think Purubos will be like the one thing.
Oh my.
Yeah.
No, I was just laughing at something that someone sent through.
Okay, we have to you have to share it with us.
Yeah. Someone say, yeah. When you came, and when you going, is that South African or is it just in the Indian community as well?
I think also like the South African Indian community.
Yeah.
So we'll know this is one proper charo.
This is, are we brine tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, that's South African
word,
for sure.
The word brine in general is South African as it gets, I would say.
I see we're getting lots of, like, maybe because obviously because of our audience, but we're seeing lots of, like, from the Indian community type things. Like this one saying, have tea and go. It's kind of Indian-ish.
Yeah, I think that's broad Indian.
Yeah.
Like even in the park Indian.
This one said, 15 minutes, boss. 15.
That's the community of Lanesia South. Maybe Stanger, Phoenix, and Maritzburg. Maybe a little bit of Chatsworth. But we'll know. We'll know where you're from.
I don't, is this a swear word or what? It starts with a V. Okay, when a dog is chasing you, the thing you say, is that counted as a swear word? No?
Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And only a South African dog will know what you say and listen. If you say this particular word.
I think everyone knows what you're speaking about. I don't know whether it is a profanity. Julia said it on a few occasions, so maybe not. It's Julius's word, so it's definitely South African. It's probably nationalized by now.
I'm just regretting now to fail. I've given them, because of Tuesday, give them a choice. You can either tell us or show us.
Yeah.
Isi Ismail, yeah, he sent a picture of Kusisters, Cape Malay Kusisters.
Why do that, brother?
So now I'm like regretting. Why did I allow people to send pictures? And he also sent a parcel of slap chops with bologna and fish. It looks like Eccles.
Parcel. If there's salt, vinegar and masala on it, then it's very South African.
It is.
If it's just the salt and vinegar, then it's got a bit of British in it.
And someone's saying, yeah, away. Right, that was my word. I was starting to fill in the... Just before the show starts, away will be my contribution to this discussion.
8 hours, mine.
8 hours, yes. Then we also came up, we remembered Iowa and other things. Aisha Patel sending a picture of what looks like it's either mash and sausages or it's pap. It's probably pap.
Yeah.
But it's just well presented, so it kind of...
Pap in place.
Pap in place. It's coming across as mash because it's so well done. All right, this one also from Aisha says, Yebo Masakant.
Wait, what? Are they separately though?
No, she put it as one, but I think they are separate.
Mm.
Yebo and Masakant.
Yebo is definitely going to be the one. There's also so many things about the bit of nostalgia that we were speaking about earlier on that just only South Africans will know. Like when you see Desmond Dube, like, you know, you just think, don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer. No other country has the joy of being able to say things like that.
Another one saying, Assalamu alaikum, hope you're well. Yo, it's lekker. You must try it on the braai. Ne? And that's the most essay thing you can get. Jazakallah. Says this listener. Another one saying, oh yeah. Okay. That's also Indian. Guys, we want to get it as broad as South Africa, not just our little communities, like the whole South Africa. Things that if you go to France, who can say, someone will know what you're saying. If you go to Mshlanga and say it, they're going to know what you're saying. You know, not just Lenzlingo or Mayfair, Fordsburg, Roshni type things, like the whole country. So think a bit out the box.
Gupta's.
Right? That says, how's it, Obra?
Bra is definitely a very South African word.
Yep.
Like in the broader context of everyone.
Mm-hmm. This says, Assalamu alaikum. Hope you guys are well. Biltong. Yeah.
Biltong definitely.
Proudly South
That's
African.
That's as South African as it gets, I think.
Definitely. I hope Mahakara is listening and he can send us some as well.
I think it's between Biltong and Vors. That's like... If we had to choose our nation's dish, I would go for one of those two. I mean, in other countries, they have their own version of biltong. They call it jerky, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
in some
you're right.
Parts pastrami, a similar sort of variant type of thing. But biltong itself, like, you know, in its whole, is like a thing.
Aisha saying, I'll spot you, ciao. Send your address. This one, Lekker Braai Brew, from Zenith. She also sang Eccles. Yeah, if we had the topic, tell us you're Lanesian without saying you're Lanesian. You can say Eccles there. But now it's kind of gone. Eccles is Eccles all over the place, but the originals are here in it.
Eccles is global, bruh, nowadays.
Kind of. Ah, here's a clever one. Nabila Lahir Behra saying, load shedding. Yep, you just have to mention load shedding and there's a sigh of pain that comes out. Yeah. Fatima Bibi Khan saying, the system is offline.
it's pronounced the system, it's offline.
System, she's offline.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Ne is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll qualify.
Everyone, says ne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what are yours? 072-786-1548. Let us know. Tell us you're South African without saying that you are South African. You can even show us something that is proudly South African, that is unique to South Africa. We've seen the Malay cook sisters. We've seen the slop chips and Eccles parcels. What else? What else can you say, guys? More coming through here saying... Assalamu alaikum. Hope you all are well. We are, alhamdulillah. If it's food, I would say chakalaka.
Hmm.
Chakalaka. And this one saying, South Africa, robot. Rest of the world, traffic light. Dubs, they even cut it short. The robo. So, yeah. Another one you're saying, biltong, pot roast. Is that poikikos? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And boerewors. Shame. This one saying, no money for SASA grants. Yep, there's something happening currently. They're saying rooibos. Is rooibos only in South Africa?
I'm sure someone took it overseas at some point.
Sure, this is maths literacy. South Africa is the only country in the world that does maths literacy.
Seriously?
I did not know that.
I also didn't know that.
Jazakallah for educating us on that. They're saying, filling petrol at the garage near Brakpan. How's it? You want Boober on Labarang or Indian or English tea? And I'm filling petrol at the garage near Brakpan. All right. Nice to know. Nice to know. But they're saying, Bliksem. Yes. There's a few others there. I don't think I can say all of them. But yeah.
Ach shame is definitely one of those.
Yumna Kota Saluji saying, Ach shame, so nunus. And check you just now. Check you just now.
Some of them, maybe.
This one says, Mumish and Muhu. Right? Yeah, that would qualify. They're saying crisp instead of chips. And add one where you can say crisps. But I don't know, that could just be.
On that note, though, there are like certain crisps, chips, snacks, whatever, that are like unique to SA, I think. Knickknacks being one of them.
Pedimacs, yeah.
Those are things that will make you really South African.
This is Coffee Haze Coffee.
Yeah, it's all in the name, eh? Coffee Haze. So I'm guessing it's from South Africa. Could be wrong, eh? But yeah, you're right there.
They're saying, Asalaamu Alaikum, when I stayed in the UK, the words braai, millies and chips instead of French fries gave it away. Proudly South African, innit? This is brothers sending a joke. Slap chips with crumbled fish. We're not talking chows, guys.
But I mean,
yeah, you can't say.
Yeah. Some things you only really get here.
Yeah.
In the motherland.
Ah, this the word bucky. What kind of bucky you drive? Neh is very. Do white people say neh? I haven't heard. Do they?
I think they do, yeah.
They do. Okay. Right, this is Salams. Hope you're well. Good to have you back. I think milk and biscuits is native favorite to South Africans. Brother Junaid in the UK. What? Milk
and biscuits?
Oh, milk and biscuits. Like
having them together.
Like having your milk here. Then
yeah.
You got your dappers here.
Yeah.
And you put it together and you enjoy.
Dipping is also not a very like broad thing. I wouldn't say it's unique to South Africa, but we tend to do it more than other people because of Mari biscuits and tea. I also think Mari biscuits are a South African thing.
Stop saying malt up. Can I use your pacer? What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, malt up. Firstly, there ain't no malt up at this moment here. Can I use your pesa? Is it pesa like money or pesa is in your...
The answer to both those questions are no.
Right. This is stock sweet. Yeah. For lollipop. And listeners saying, I'm very guilty of this. They're saying, rooibos has a farm in Cape Town. All right. This is Maidung.
Yeah,
Daidung is Maidung.
There's one that I don't know why we all forgot. Bunny chows.
Bunny. Maybe someone was typing it. Maybe it's here already.
Uh-huh.
We'll just go through and check.
Bunny chows are also quite South African. They really are.
There's a picture here of a road sign. like a warning caution potholes.
Only in South Africa. Exclamation mark.
Yeah, yeah, the same one. So they won't fix the bottle, they call your sign say, watch out for the bottles.
Yeah, like we could have used the money for the road, but the sign is nicer.
Yeah. And yeah, someone said when you in South Africa, when you're drunk, you drive straight.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because you're not checking the bottles. Oh. You're drunk, so you're just boof, 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 knocking all of the bottles. All right. Someone sent a whole list, but no, we won't read that. Everyone's sending it through, so we won't read that, but Jazakla for that. It says, Bri, crime.
Okay. I don't think that's unique to SA. We tend to do maybe it a little level more than other countries, but they do have their things also.
Yep, so they say Bri, crime, pup, what we put in inverted commas, maids, which is now
domestic
helpers.
That's also quite common in many other countries.
And this especially after Christmas, New Year, returns to work. Like they go away and come back, yeah.
I'm pretty sure in other countries.
And
people do. I don't think that period is a South African thing, though.
Right. This is one of those BC ones that you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine living overseas and being chased by a dog that doesn't know what means. You know?
I want to can, but I'm going to able.
Yeah.
There's another one that I thought of also. I mean, you could go out there and, like, you know, there's protests in other countries, like, uh-huh, once a year. Like, each country chooses one day in a year to protest, right? Some of them maybe for about two or three, and then they're done. But in SA, like, toitoing is like a regular.
I'll see you tomorrow this time. Yeah, same yeah, place.
All right, toitoi tomorrow, all right.
This is, they got the box. Hey, they got the box, eh?
Box is a very South African thing. Mm-hmm. That Mula sort of didn't catch on for a while, but Mula's is also fairly South African.
The young person thing, no?
Mula's, I don't know. Ask them.
Mulana Suleiman Mula, if you're listening. This is Tekkies and Veld Schooners, and also a combi.
Yes.
A combi.
Yes.
Some people say kumbi, and this kumbi. But the same vehicle.
If you say microbus, you are wrong.
Yeah. Kervel. Karavi.
Senyati. This is this other one. The highest or the quantum.
There's so many other messages, but we have to hit that first break. First half an hour has flown by. I'm so glad having someone to talk to me. It helps a lot. And Shubi is bringing one from the Fita States. He says post toasties. Yeah. All right. Just like love for that, Shubs. We go for that break, and inshallah, when we come back, we'll read more of your interactions. If you've just tuned in at this very moment, we're asking you on this Tuesday to choose either tell us or show us that you are South African without actually saying that you are South African. Get them in on 072-786-1548. Before we head into the break, here's a huge one, probably unique to South Africa, car guards.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, you're tuning into The Conversation on Radio Islam International, talking about telling us or showing us how you are South African without actually saying that you are South African. And messages are flying in at this time. Phil, what has come to your mind during the ad break?
Shucks, that's a difficult one.
Shucks, that's one. No, everyone says shucks, but...
Everyone says shucks?
Oh, you mean like Leon shucks?
Maybe. Have we been shucks?
The Natal shucks?
Wait, what?
Never mind. This... Right. Uncle Mahmoud of Sanha saying, Rooibos is definitely proudly South African and is Sanha approved. Yeah, this one is saying sweet patata.
Ah. Okay. I don't know.
Bluxum came through, yeah. Any van is a combi. Yep. Taxi driving on emergency lanes, that's only in South Africa.
Taxi driving in general, bro.
Moltat? Yeah, Moltat is South
Yeah,
African.
Moltat is quite South Africa.
That is South African.
Mustafa Porchi sent a few through also. Mm-hmm. So he said, so check here, there's some hell of a South African things.
Hell of a itself is a South African thing.
Saying yeah, no. Saying now.
No.
And of course, Exer. And we call a filling station a garage.
A garage.
Yeah.
Right, let's see, there's so many more. Let's go through them here. Ah, yes, Rhea and Binoni saying, hello, my gents. My gents.
Gents, yeah. Gents.
Right, that would go. Let's vie to the Kasi.
Kasi in itself is definitely.
And then someone, there's another one.
Oh, wait, what? Are you talking about?
It was made very famous by on TikTok or somewhere.
On the Negam Posh.
Yeah, so Dala. Dala is a South African one.
Dala is definitely a South African word.
You can't Dala me. Yeah. Right. Seeing here, let's see what else. Say sorry. By 4 kilogram bags. What?
Wait,
don't understand.
I also don't know.
Oh. She was advertising earlier on. Charcoal. But we can't do that. I'm so sorry, dear sister. Then we will be inundated with adverts to read out here. So we don't do that in it. Marf, sorry about that. Where we go? Let's see. Here's another one saying. Rerig. Mm. Yeah, it's Afrikaans. So it's going to be proudly South African, I guess. Everything that is an I toch.
There's a funny one in this article I checked out also. It's like South Africa is one of the countries where personal space doesn't exist. During normal times, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a supermarket queue?
Yes, many a time.
Yeah.
But even today in these COVID times, we'll try and they have huge stickers saying stand here, but the person will still be right behind you like... nice to meet you.
Just
too.
To make it faster, that meter is going to take me time.
Yeah. Right, listen. Ne comes Sekasam. Okay, that's South African, Indian.
Muslim, that's like.
Muslim, kind of.
That's like minority.
Yeah.
It's maybe
it's South
about
African.
A million people max that will get you, bro.
It know you're lying. No, you're lying.
Yeah.
It then also falls in a similar category, right? The South African Indian community will say, no, you're lying. Mm. Let's check what else is coming through here. Yo, so this one says, you're so lustig.
Yeah. That's very South African.
Mm.
The other one I was thinking of is, you don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to. But I want to know. No, you don't want to know. This one is, yes, like it.
Yeah.
Yes, like it. Yeah, that's South African as you can get. This says, can you please borrow me a cup of sugar?
Yeah, borrow and lend is...
Always mixed up.
We don't know it.
How's it, my China? How's it, my China?
Yep, northern suburb, South African.
Yes, like, eh? Right. Ha, here's one. You dumb cop. You know, we don't know if they're actually contributing to the show or are they calling us names. We wouldn't know.
We've seen some out there, guys. Like, I mean, there's nicer ways to do this.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. But, yeah, this might fall under South African, I think. Pronunciation of tamati sauce.
I've never encountered that problem.
Ketchup. When I went overseas, I had to keep asking the restaurant for ketchup, as I had to say tomato sauce a few times. And wait, what's the? Before they could understand. Oh yes. Okay. This one saying.
Oh, the other one, and this is like very South African. Calling all cold drinks cokes.
Yeah. And all bubblegum chappies.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is.
We heard someone sent that one. Bluxum, yeah. How are you doing today, my brothers? I stay in South America. Oh, okay. Way about, let us know. The saying here, sharp.
Yeah. How did we miss that one, though?
Sharp, man. We're not sharp enough.
Yeah. That's like a big one, though. That's like everyone knows sharp. Literally, I think it's like one of the first things you teach kids. Any South African kid, by the age of 3, has to know that.
Chisanyama.
Mm-hmm. That is quite South African.
Ja, but Poikikos, Shosholoza.
Vetkoek.
Vetkoek, ja. Okay, this Vuvuzela.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's quite South African.
It is, indeed. And this one, gimme. Like, not give me, or gimme this. Mm. That's kind of Indianish.
Yeah, it just depends on your vocabs.
Ah,
your
the thing is, an old toothpaste is called Colgate.
No.
No, like how we said, all Cokes are, all cold drinks are Coke, and all bubblegum are Chappies.
Maybe people in say some Colgate. Communities.
Yeah. Tokoloshi.
It is one thing, if I ever have to move out of SA, right, one thing I'll miss is the Daily Sun headlines. It's in certain streets when you drive past it, they've got the headlines framed there. Then like, Tokoloshi steals sock and runs away. I'm going to miss the Daily Sun's headlines. I don't know why, but I always will.
Zambak.
Oh, yes.
Zambak Makoya. Purely South African, says the listener.
Yeah. And Stonies also.
Ish. Braai instead of barbecue, yep. Someone's saying, hey, Tufail's favorite is also South African. Proudly South African. Peppermint crisp.
You see it?
Tart. You know the whole peppermint crisp tart. Wait, now guys, he's going to start again with Fujinai and all of that.
Yes. Let's it doesn't belong there. Other countries knew it.
Is the phone ringing somewhere?
I don't know. Oh.
I don't know if this is swearing or what, so I'm just not going to read this one out. It's in a foreign language of South African, but I don't know if it's swearing or what, so I'm not going to read it out. Right? There are more. Stroosbop.
Yeah.
Stroosbop. If you say that, they'll know you're South African. And the listener's 10-year-old is also contributing to the show and saying, Oros.
Hmm. There is.
Oros.
South African.
I know one of the things that many South Africans who migrate and they list for, one of the things is that they try and get hold of is Oros. Weird. It's one of the most common ones.
Not even going to lie, I'm not like such a huge fan of Oros. So.
Me too. But yeah. If there's nothing else, Oros
yeah,
will do.
Yeah, true. Some of the other like sweets and stuff that are like unique to SA's fizzes. Fizzes are a very South African thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and they're like a staple if you take kids to a spaza shop. Yeah, spaza shops, they are South African.
That is also right. Yes. This is groovy tin. We call Coke tins groovies. Everyone groovy. Remember back in the day? Do people still say groovy?
I'd really hope they don't. That belonged in the 80s and should have died there.
Sounds like something that Austin Powers will say.
Everyone
groovy tin. Right. Woza weekend. Woza weekend. Yeah, that is South African. This saying, cold drink in Mandel. No, we said not Durban, not Indian.
Yeah.
We mean like broadly South African. Like, you know.
Like all South Africans.
Yeah. Like something everyone would use, you know?
Yeah, like if you had to meet Aniki and Mariki somewhere that side of the world. They'll have to know you're South African without you being like, I'm from SA.
Here's a nice one to feel. This lesson says, just lots of South Africans like to say, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That across the board, I think this one is what we're looking at. Like, you know, something that, like a Cape Town, you'll say, is it? You know?
All right, also.
All right. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Nothing special. It's all right. Ah, yeah. Not plastic bags. Checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one.
And they're saying, wait, Salam's brother. This is definitely South African. I'm going to call the Opa Dooley. Opa Dooley.
Please don't.
I would love to know the origins of Opa Dooley.
Like,
where did he come from? I'm guessing his name was Abdullah, and they called him Dooley, and he got old and used to make
people used to get scared and they used to say, see this, I'm calling Opa Dooley. I don't know. But if anyone knows the origins story of Opa Dooley, do let us in on how it all came about. I just want, I list for. Yeah, list for this.
List is a, yeah.
Right?
List is a very South African.
I've not heard this. Listener saying, Guru Baba for thunder. Have you heard this?
Never in my life.
Never. The first time I'm hearing it.
I also can't unhear it now.
And they're saying, this is South African Muslim. Right, Laliko.
So there's a whole... that's like a half an hour.
Slamlikum.
That's a half an hour thing. Also.
Yeah.
The right Slamlikum is like... There's like one meeting in the... Say like the entrance hallway or exit hallway of the house. Then in like one portion of the yard. Then by the car.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the car, and then like as you reversing slowly, and then there's at last tutter at the end of the driveway. Then you know.
It's
and time. Then when you reach home, there's another setup. All right, we reach.
You reach.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, right.
I forgot to tell you. This would this fall under what we're looking at, Bill? Instead of saying no, you say ha-a.
Mm.
And instead of saying really, you say for real.
Yeah.
But is that broadly?
I think that's broader South African.
Okay. Well done there, listener. This one's saying stoop.
Stoop. Stoop or stoop?
No. There's, stoop as in your, you know.
Like a porch.
Yeah. Nagam porch.
Nagam porch? Wait, what? No. Yeah, that a stoop is very South African. Everyone else has verandas and porches and decks, and we have stoops. A stool also, but we call it a stool.
A stool.
A stool.
Yeah.
It's not a chair, it's a stool.
Yeah, it's a stool. Ask back for Dasbun. This one saying, only South African Indian aunties say nestled cream.
Yes. They do that.
Yeah, and they say...
Also, like broadly in South Africa, the word vanilla has been butchered.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
This is ish ne mebuta. Sovar ne upaduli came about for terrorizing small children to get them to listen. Yeah, we got that part. We want to know who was the first person to bring upaduli into the
nowadays, those things don't work
scenarios.
Anymore. They really don't. We got to get creative. I'm telling you, get Ouija boards and things.
No. This says, Ach, me bra muni kumba. Ni kum dala sam mit ons. Sure, there's like a full masala of everything there. Hoid in like a Gatsby, you know. AK sort of a...
Yeah, Fanagalo is like a whole South African thing. Like so many different languages. I mean, what's it... Zulu English and Afrikaans, I think. Yeah.
This is Bioscope or cinema.
Yep.
This one says sofa instead of couch. I didn't realize that. No, sofa?
No, I think other people
sofa,
say sofa.
I haven't heard that anywhere else.
Pretty sure I have heard sofa. The word sofa.
My pun just went past you like...
So far, you haven't
heard anyone say so. Yeah, this one saying, don't get into my hair. Well, unless you shampoo or conditioner, yeah. Don't get into my hair as well.
I don't know about that one being proudly South African, though.
This one, yeah, right. Yeah, right, man. You're also saying yeah, often. Yeah, we do.
Yep. We have, this whole show has been sponsored by the word yeah.
Sure, someone made a list, but a lot of the list has already been said. But Jazakallah for trying. But you can keep going. The ones that haven't been read, we will read out. This is Monati Acha. Monati Acha. Some instances say Acha.
Yeah.
It's Achar. Say it with the proper tajweed needed in it.
Give it the due diligence it deserves.
Yep. Right, this is Lekane.
Guys, Rask is South African.
Rasks? Oma yeah. Rasks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
telling the children the oppa is coming to get you if you don't sleep. I wish someone gives us the origin story of oppa.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Oppa Duli was my great-great-grandfather. You know? Waiting for someone to like give that type of
it could version. Go, like, it could go pear-shaped also. Like, he used to roam the hallways of some place and then the people there just pass down the folklore. Be very careful what you ask for, though. Also, like, our political arena, I think, will be quite unique. I mean, we've got political parties in, like a lot of them. I think we have an unnecessary amount of political parties.
Too much.
To be honest. Like, most countries have two or three. Maybe five max, some countries. And we've got, like, almost 50, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite South African. We have really long ballot papers.
Is this a thing, Phil? Listener says, you can't have tea without bakings. Even if it's cakes or biscuits, all are called bakings.
True.
I've not heard this.
Confectioneries.
Bakings? Bakings.
Okay, but for a lot of functions, but I think more in the Indian community, you'll have people ask, like, who's bringing the baking? Like, everything is baking. The biscuits, the cakes. Even the mousse dessert, for whatever reason, is a baking. But, like...
Son said the bululu is coming for you. Right. They're saying, I heard someone saying, it's really unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unreal, eh? Sure. And this is Dempi Sema Langala Vila Foy. I can't say the rest, of course. This is hi. Yeah, I would qualify.
Qualify. Hi. Yeah, like hi, Bo.
Hi for don't lie. Yeah. In South Africa, we refer to a van as a bucky, yep. And all combis are combi, yep. Achar, they're saying achar, okay. Assalamu alaikum, guys. You need to have a show about words that got butchered by South African Indians next. Awesome show as always. Jazakla from Sister Aisha. That's a good idea. Phil, you have to now take on the mantle of our colleague that was here before. Like, note it down. Will you remember that?
Wait, what?
Words that got butchered by South African Indians. Like Nestle and all of these.
Yeah.
That would make a good topic.
It would. Yeah. And I would definitely be the one to... I'm not a grammar Nazi, but I can be.
You're not a grammar Nazi, but you're a critic Russian. Okay, never mind.
I was trying not to. I don't want to indulge you, dude.
Don't. There's another one that you would only hear in South Africa. Is mother, father, brother. That's true. My mother and my father. Well, you have to make the D
R.
Or the TH has to become an R.
Yeah.
My mother and my father. And my brother, we all white. Yeah. Right? This is calling our president Cyril Mama. Wait, I don't call him Cyril Mama.
What? It's Warm Cyril is like.
Yeah.
Warm Cyril, Cyril Mama. Cyril Papa.
Yeah. This one's saying Dolin Sinkers, Achshem, and Blom.
Blom is South African.
Yeah.
Blom is very South African.
Mampara. Babalas. Another one coming through here. Sure, there's a lot, eh? This is listener saying, this is cake flour bags that were used by South African mums to make sheets and bedding. Hmm. Wait, maybe I missed the rest of it. Oh, there's pictures. This is one in a million. Can any of you guess what the spick is all about? This is the old Gudru, or we say Godri, cover that was handed down to me by my precious 85-year-old mum.
Hmm.
Oh, I gave the answer before I... Because it was the last one that came through.
How it was made.
May Allah grant your parents, Afia and Khair. Mm-hmm. This is cake flour bags that were used by our South African mums to make sheets and bedding. Hmm. Okay. Back to the actual topic at this moment.
There's this one word that we...
Inkomas.
Yes, this one. Inkomas. The other word is ach.
Ach, niaman.
Yeah.
Ninkampoop? No, that's not South African. I've heard that somewhere else. Ninkampoop.
No, that's quite broad. That's quite broad.
Yeah. It's nga. Yeah?
Indaba.
That one is there.
Mind your own indabas.
In South Africa, the father is called Topi.
Not widely.
No.
Utopies come. Don't Afrikaanse mense also? No.
No. My
Your pa.
Pa.
Yeah. Pa, pa come now. Right, so topi now. Remember, it's broadly South African, not South African Indian. Right.
Waza. We forgot Waza also.
Waza. We said.
Did we say Waza?
Waza weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you know, you know. Someone say, you know, you know. And this is the Bululu one, the mandrill, and say my grandson calls him Cyril the Squirrel.
What?
Okay.
No.
Another one here saying, alright, Momish, Mohu, Fetkook. Yeah, those have come through. Oh, yes, Yanya, yeses. Yeses. Aish, Nelson Mandela. Right, so
I think the world
things.
Knows him.
Yeah, but it's he's proudly South African.
He is.
Let's check. It says, Assalamu alaikum, enjoying the laughter. When I visit my daughter in the UK, her in-laws have a barbecue. I'm so used to saying braai. Yeah.
That would be weird to ever call a braai something else.
Yeah. Can't hear your lips walking. Oh, someone's saying here. Guptas. Oh, why?
Yeah.
They're probably Indian, no?
They're not. They came here. They bought South Africa, no? Bruh. A little bit.
Ish. This is cis man.
Yeah, cis and cis. I cis doch.
Yeah, this is Kasi, toy toy. We must never dwell dear Makar.
Babala.
Hey now. Footstoots. Now you're just bringing Afrikaans terms, yeah, boss, to read, eh? But no. We like them because it's all things that are related to the topic, so we don't mind, eh?
Yeah.
Care December, boss.
Don't ever use that again.
Aromance. Aromat.
But you have to say it correctly.
No, I'm saying it how they spelled it. Arrow, like A-E-R-O.
No, but you have to pronounce it.
Pap and chutney?
Chutney is also in general South African, I think.
Oorig. Hey, you oorig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kwazatops.
And you bus. And you weird last dag. Ready? Okay. This is not on my topic, but my son calls a Mitsubishi Mishibishi. And to rev a car, he says... Rev a car. I mean, or am I reading it wrong? I don't know. Rev a car, maybe. He raved a car. Oh, Daniel. This is Dom and Dwars. Lang, Mar, and Dier, Makar. Duck. Nar.
Nar. Nar.
Yeah, Nar. Kachumbar. Ah, now, no, we said not ish.
Yeah.
We've been saying throughout the
not
show.
Everyone would know Kachumbar.
Yeah. If you go to a guy in... A surfer dude in out by and say Kachumbar, he's not going to know what you're talking about. So, no. This one, Blom met Ons Owens. Blom met Ons Owens.
Bless you if you say something like that.
Yeah, you say, you know what's Kachum? Ramakullah. Right. Tsotsi. Tsotsi.
He's in Yorka.
It's in Yorka.
Danger, khatar, inkosi.
Everyone has it signed, picturing that skeleton with the electricity going through it, yeah. Mooi van fair, maar fair van mooi.
You, Charles, I need to show you like the one South African thing. But you need to look here.
I would like the origin story to that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Icon.
How do we describe this to everyone, though?
But I saw people in the UK also do their thing.
They learned it from us.
Probably.
Their
parents were from here. They moved over.
They
learned it. Piginin.
Yeah.
A small piginin.
This is the one.
Sure. We've got a lot, eh? Jazakallah khair to all of you guys. I don't know if we have an ad break or we don't. We have one more. Okay, so we have to wrap it up then.
Yep.
But jazakallah khair to all of you guys for interacting with us throughout the show. It's been fascinating. Yo, there are a lot of messages. Jazakallah khair. The conversation is back. And we'll be back tomorrow, inshallah, for another edition. So from Tufail and I, our engineer, Shaib Haji. It's assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.